Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. The 2022 Ottawa Police budget, approved last month, is still a cause for concern among some residents. Robin Brown, president of 613-819 Black Hub, delivered a damning testimony during his delegation at a meeting of the Ottawa Police Service Board, or OPSB, on Monday. Brown is co-founder of 613-819 Black Hub, an Ottawa organization which brings together community members of African descent to combat anti-Black racism. He has been in attendance at nearly every OPSB meeting discussing the contentious budget. Brown asked the OPSB on Monday why they ignored the many delegates at last month's budget confirmation meeting who pleaded to either freeze or significantly reduce the budget.
You and the City Council voted to give the OPS an $11 million budget increase to bring their total budget to almost $400 million. And you said that struck a balance. When the city only spends $98 million on public health in the middle of a global pandemic, $15 million on affordable housing in the middle of a housing crisis, and only $2.5 million on climate change after having declared a climate emergency. You did this after nearly all of the people who spoke at last month's board meeting asked you not to give all those millions to the cops like you did last year and the year before that. We asked you to free up that cash for things that actually do reduce crime and keep us all safer, like mental health supports, employment programs, climate change, and affordable housing. And I have to say, I don't fully understand why you did it, because you're all smart people, so you know that throwing money at the police doesn't prevent or even reduce crime.
The OPSB says their decision relied on information sourced from a budget consultation survey, which asked 3,200 participants about their overall trust in the OPS. The report underrepresented low-income, disabled, Black, Indigenous, Middle Eastern, and Asian residents. It gives disproportionately high representation to residents in suburban areas, white residents, middle to high-income residents, and residents over the age of 55 years. This is important to note, given that a key finding of the report was a desire from participants to increase overall OPS presence in communities. Brown questioned the credibility of the report, saying it failed to adequately consult the communities most likely to have a negative interaction with the OPS.
Was it because, as you said, some Black people told you they want more police? Like, really? Like, what Black people? I attended almost every board meeting and spoke at many, as you know, and I only saw three Black people call for continued funding of the police, and I know them all. And they're all great folks, but they're middle-class folks in their 70s and have probably never interacted with the police beyond attending OPS events. So one of them is a personal friend of Chief Slowly. Are those the people that you mean? Or did you do it because of what you heard from the people who took part in the OPS's budget consultation, the one the OPS said was so great, except for the fact they didn't properly consult Black, Indigenous, or poor people? So once again, it appears that you prioritize the voices of people who almost never have contact with police, who just feel safer when there are more police around. Now, let's be clear. The evidence absolutely shows that they aren't safer. They just feel safer. So you prioritize giving some people a false sense of security instead of giving all of us real security.
In the final confirmation of the city budget earlier this month, Slowly said he was unsure if the OPS could work with the reduced amount, calling it a budget cut. He expressed a willingness to delegate some calls to other services, but said it would be a years-long process given most other city services aren't properly equipped to handle the calls yet. In an interview with CHUO, Brown refuted the claim that the new funding amounted to a cut, pointing out that the OPS is receiving close to $400 million gross, more than any other city service.
They always go up there and go, oh, yeah, you know, we totally agree that a call should go to other places. But what they don't say is we want to keep all the money. That's the entire problem, right? It's that Slowly and the Auto Police Association, because they actually, you heard them rage about how they were calling it a budget cut. I'm like, really? $11 million is a budget cut? Why would the chief and the OPA say that? And I say they'd say it because they know that because the board didn't cut a large amount from their budget and freed up to go to things that actually make it safer, that the crises will keep happening and then the cops can come and say, you see what happens when you cut our budget? And they'll ask for an even bigger increase next year.
At the final confirmation of the city budget earlier this month, Slowly told city councillors that the OPS would need to be present for any negotiations surrounding the delegation of authority to other city services. Brown says the OPS shouldn't be in any decision-making role when it comes to that discussion.
Now, to be clear, we do think there is a role for the OPS in developing an alternative non-police mental health response system. It's similar to the role an abusive husband plays when his wife decides to leave him. He needs to be around to give her the keys to the house and the car and the Wi-Fi password, but he will absolutely not be at the table with her team that will help her design her new life without him. You gave that abusive husband an $11 million raise.
Slowly denied the accusations from Brown. He refuted the assertion that he had a personal relationship with any of the delegates, calling Brown's delegation a misrepresentation of the facts.
Once again, Mr. Brown has demonstrated his inability to speak truth on these delegations. The only thing vile that I can think of in terms of the delegation I just heard is in any way demeaning those who actually suffered from domestic abuse and relating any part of his delegation, whether it speaks to the Ottawa Police Service or anybody else, to an abusive husband relationship is in fact vile. Disrespecting trusted and respected elders, particularly in the Black community, is equally vile and beneath anybody that has a social conscience, particularly one that represents the BIPOC communities or purports to represent BIPOC communities.
Chair of the OPSB, Councillor Diane Deans, said that it was unfortunate the board is seen as not having made an effort. She says the board promised to try to achieve a net zero budget increase and made every effort to do so.
Actually, the promise the board made was to make our best efforts to stay at zero. And I would tell you that we worked on that. We also are an employer for the men and women of the police service, and we have a responsibility to meet our employment obligations. And some of those were around human resources and compensation packages and those things that we had to take into account. We also had to look at the capacity that the city currently has to be able to offload some of the calls that we would like to see in terms of mental health and addictions and homelessness. So we took what I would suggest to you was a reasoned approach, signaling that we have heard what people are saying. What the chief has said as well, we've all said that we recognize there are some calls that would be better addressed by others than the police service, that we're working with the city, which the city is leading, and that we are moving in that direction. And I think it's unfortunate that maybe don't recognize any effort that has been made, but there are efforts being made in that direction, and they're prudent and responsible, and we recognize that we have an organization and a service to run at the same time, and so we found that balance.
Brown says the message the city has given to marginalized communities is to shut up and continue being hurt and killed. He says he doesn't plan to do either of those things and will continue to make a lot of noise right up to the municipal election set for next fall. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.